How many headaches could we avoid daily if we learn not to let ourselves be carried away by the moment? If we learn to act slow and are ready to listen. Proverbs 16:32 tells us the following: it is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to have self-control than to conquer a city. The Bible also teaches us that God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power, love, and self-control. How important is it to learn to have self-control? That means learn to control our emotions and not allow ourselves to be provoked by the futureness of the moment. Every day we have to face certain challenges. Every day we have to face adverse circumstances that arise in our life. Whether at home, in marriage, at work, at a university, at school, with friends, on the street, wherever we are always going to encounter adverse circumstances, and how we deal with them will make us really enjoy the life we have in Jesus Christ, or it will make us suffer many headaches, because after we fail, we will most likely have to ask for forgiveness. When we let ourselves be carried away by the moment, we react in the wrong way. We offend. Besides, we end up offending. An injured person will always hurt us. So this advice from the word of the Lord is interesting. When he tells us it is better to be patient than powerful. Now, what is patience about? Patience means knowing how to wait without losing calm. It does not mean that we are going to guard ourselves, being able to respond in the correct way. It does not mean everything has its time and God will allow the right moment to come so that if you can speak, so that you can respond, so that you can make your point be seen. If you really are right, but it is important to learn to be patient. How many times in our daily life are we filled with anger, filled with rage at a certain moment for things that are done to us, for situations that we consider unfair and we want to solve them or want to make our point and make it be clear that what is happening is not fair or what they are doing to us or what we are experiencing. However, we do not think well when we act. We do not think well when we speak, and we react with the heart but not with the mind. We react with the meekness that comes from the Lord. We react with patience. We react with the wisdom. But if you get free rein to what your heart is feeling at the moment, moved by anger or by the pain, when the things that are not based on the wound, are based on something that someone has done to us or something that we take to heart, we end up making the solution something more serious than what cause the problem. That is why the Bible advises us, be patient. Patience is important for every decision that we are going to make in life and not get carried away. Santiago gives us an interesting advice in the book of Santiago in the Bible. It says, be quick to hear and slow to act. Slow to get angry. Wonderful, right? I know that there are things that may be bothering you today, but ask yourself, if you react in the same way as they are acting with you, what do you think the results could be later? I have always thought that from a conflict, you can either win a friend or you can make the situation worse or win many enemies. My beloved friends, life in the kingdom of God demands a different attitude. It demands a different way of thinking, different from this world that taught us where it tells us an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Demands a different reaction with wisdom, not lightly. Unfortunately, we do not see it that way. And we continue to get carried away. We do not want wise advice, patience, because it is better to be patient. How powerful. Sometimes we lose patience in the face of certain circumstances. For example, parents, they lose patience with their children when they are struck by their children and they ignore them. They do not wait for the right moment, and lose patience leads them to get angry in such a way that they take it out on their children. Now, I want to make myself be understood. It is not wrong to discipline them. It is wrong to correct them. It's not wrong to correct them. The problem is, how do we do it? Do you do it with anger? Or do you do it with patience and with the wisdom? That's where the key is, with the love of God that marks the difference. That is why the Bible also advises us, it is better to have self-control than to conquer a city. What is the use of conquering a city if later you are going to destroy what you yourself have conquered? But when you have self-control given by God, then not only conquest, but you can direct them in the right way. It is not only to win a battle, but to stay there. For that self-control is essential. Every time we experience situations in a marriage, or we offend, or our parents offend us, and we do not have self-control or patience, most likely, we will try to respond in the same way as they did and when they hurt us. There is no wisdom, my beloved friends. Sometimes marriage is not enjoyed. Home, family is not enjoyed because we settle in a position from which we do not want to move, a position full of hatredness, pride, where we consider that we are always right, where we think that we are offended, and the other is the one who has come to apologize to us. No, my beloved friends, you want to enjoy life, start asking God to give you patience and self-control. Now, patience is not learned overnight. It is not learned when we allow ourselves to be guided by God through different processes and many adversities. We allow ourselves to be wrapped in His love, and we clearly listen to what He wants us to do. In the middle of each process, we abandon the position of arrogance. We let ourselves be guided by the Holy Spirit to show us what is the correct action and the correct way of thinking to face that adversity that He has allowed us to come our way. And this way we learn patience and self-control. When we learn this with life and let ourselves be guided by the Lord, then we will have peace. Believe me, that there is nothing like having peace from within. This will not avoid a lot of pain, a lot of resentment, and many wounds. Proverbs gives us a clear idea of the blessing that it is not to allow ourselves to be provoked and to have our peace stolen. And this has to do with the heart rested in God. I have experienced it, my beloved friends. And when you rest in God, you leave home. You do not know what you are going to find. A problem when driving a car or when getting on a bus or walking back home. People who wake up want to abuse you and others suddenly take revenge against you. But you do not know that the peace of God in your heart, you have the tranquility and self-control, so as not to allow yourself to be provoked, so as not to give the way to anger and avoid letting yourself be carried away by the emotion of the moment. We are tested and put under tension, but when you have self-control, the tension becomes something in your favor to make the best of each circumstance. So it is better to have self-control than to conquer a city. Do not be provoked. That is my advice for today, my beloved friend. Do not start a fight. Learn to stop it if necessary in time. And let the love of God and His peace surround you so that in every difficult moment and of the problems, you can react with prudence, wisdom, and self-control. Listen first. Do not accelerate to answer. Be patient and rest to make the right decision. Always do not make decisions because at the time you get tired. How many people, for example, how many young people, for not putting up with what they have living in their home, make the decision to flee or to leave home? Some women with the first man who appears to them because they consider it's a good match. They leave home because they want to flee from the whole situation they are living there. As the years go by, they realize it was not the best decision they made in their life. But now, since it can be done, it is not an excuse to leave home. It is not an excuse to quit. That is why patience is important. Proverbs 29:22 says that angry person always starts lawsuits. Are you an angry person? They cannot tell you anything because you answer with 10 stones in your hand. You can observe yourself today. How is your reaction to those who approach you? There is always malice in your heart, and you are always thinking what is against you. You live angry and you do not enjoy you do not smile. And when you smile, your smile has some satire and pain. Today is a new day, my friend. There is a new opportunity, a gift from the Lord. Do not lose your temper, because it says the angry person always starts fights. The one who loses his temper easily commits all kinds of sins. Do not get used to fighting. There are people who get used to fighting and consider that the day that they do not fight, it's a wrong day. That is not life, my beloved friend. What if we pray and we ask God to help us and give us self-control and patience so that we can enjoy every moment and know that with Christ, we are more than winners. I thank you, Lord, for your word. This word that shows us, Lord, how simple it is and what is applicable to daily life. Help us, Lord, because letting ourselves be carried away many times has cost us. How many friendships have we lost? How many family members? Even how many relationships, because we allow ourselves to be carried away by a moment of anger. How many we have offended with words, and how many times we have felt offended. Help us, Lord, to love, heal our heart, give us self-control, patience. Save our hearts so as not to feel wounded and not to react in the same way. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, today we place ourselves in your hands and we thank you. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He wants to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. And if you have Instagram, he invites you to follow him there on Instagram. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug and blessings.